You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tim O'Brien of the bluegrass band Hot Rise is headlining this year's Cooper's Glen Music Festival in Kalamazoo. His work is a mixture of bluegrass, country, and Irish tunes. Among O'Brien's many accolades, he's now a two-time Grammy winner, most recently for Jerry Douglas's collaborative album Earls of Leicester, a tribute to bluegrass pioneers Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
But when I am called,
who will sing one song for me?
Oh, it's great. It's great to be invited to the party. I mean, when you're nominated, you've already won. But the last time when I actually won one, I realized, yeah, anybody that says it doesn't matter if you win, they haven't won yet. Because it's like joy and the world is all right, and the colors are more vibrant, and food tastes better, and all that stuff. It's a great feeling.
And last year, after about 20 years apart, you got back together with Hot Rise and produced a new album called When I'm Free, and now you're going on tour with them again in March. Why did you make that decision to get back together with them?
I think one of the things that was Pete Wernick wanted to ensure that the band was remembered, just like this thing with Flatt and Scruggs, you know, kind of putting a, Jerry called putting a new paint of a new coat of Flatt and Scruggs on the musical community. Hot Rise kind of was remembered, but I think we needed to, you know, we wanted our own for our own selves to get vital again, and also show the bluegrass community that had never heard us before what it was about, you know.
Blue is falling on me again.
You've also started a new project called Short Order Sessions. So talk about those a little bit.
Well, Short Order Sessions is kind of it's a singles label, not for single people to meet each other, but for single tracks to be delivered. It's just a kind of a way of keeping the stuff flowing without having to tour it. Nowadays, the download is much more viable than the physical CD. You know, I'm just trying to get with modern times, and also I'm freed from the straitjacket of having 10 or 12 songs to sort of complement one another. I can just sort of do what comes to mind. Also, I have a lot of people come by the house, come by through town to visit. Maybe they stay here that are old friends. And that we often play music around the house, and I have a little studio here. So I like to exploit that a little bit and get some of that informal stuff out to the public. And the idea, or the name Short Order Sessions, is sort of the idea that you can cook something up real fast and then deliver it.
And your first short order is titled Brush My Teeth in Coca-Cola, and that's about a chemical spill in Charleston, West Virginia that contaminated the water of 300,000 residents, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a terrible catastrophe for the community there, and it's kind of a wake-up call. So it's a good way to start the thing, and I followed it up, I think last week it was, by it's just Michael Hurley song, kind of a blues thing called Diddy Boy Twang. Oh yeah, Get Up Off That Thing comes out. I'm doing the James Brown song, Get Up Off That Thing, the banjo and guitar and bass from a recording a year or so ago with some friends. And I've pledged to put two songs a month out, so this is the first month with the two songs, and I got to keep them coming.
Bluegrass musician Tim O'Brien will perform at this year's Cooper's Glen Music Festival tomorrow night at 10. To hear a longer interview with him or to see the full Cooper's Glen lineup, visit our website. If you go to the festival, make sure to drop by the WMUK table. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.